NASA needs the stability of vision. The battle over Los Angeles helicopter noise gets louder. And a ban on aerial photography? This is Aero News for Friday, March 1st, Sequestration Day, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The House Subcommittee on Space held its first hearing of the 113th Congress on Wednesday to evaluate NASA's policies, priorities, and goals for human space exploration as the committee works toward reauthorizing the agency. House Science Committee Chairman Lamar Smith, a Republican of Texas, said, quote, "Today a question exists about NASA's vision, namely whether there is one. But we must also recognize that even a vision without a means to achieve it can be fruitless and frustrating. NASA too often is hampered by short-term decisions that have long-term negative impact," end quote. Witnesses provided testimony on H.R. 823, the Space Leadership Preservation Act of 2013, legislation introduced by Representatives Frank Wolf, Republican of Virginia, and John Culberson, Republican of Texas, that would institute a 6-year term for the NASA administrator in order to better promote continuity between administrations. The legislation was drafted in response to overriding concerns within the space community about a lack of stability in the vision and purpose of NASA's human spaceflight program over many decades. Legislation requiring the FAA to set guidelines on flight paths and minimum altitudes used by helicopter operators in residential areas of Los Angeles County, California, has been reintroduced in both the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate. Sponsored by Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, and Senators Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, and Barbara Boxer, also Democrat of California, the Los Angeles Residential Helicopter Noise Relief Act would require the FAA administrator to exempt from their requirements helicopter operations related to emergency law enforcement or military activities. Meanwhile, an FAA report recommending possible remedies to the noise situation in the Los Angeles basin is due out in May. Residents and community groups in Los Angeles County have complained for years to local authorities about helicopter noise. FAA representatives have held several meetings since last summer with the general public, area homeowners, helicopter users, and other interested parties to get feedback on the issue. Earlier this month, members of the Professional Helicopter Pilots Association met with area homeowner association representatives and tour operators, as well as helicopter operators for the news media, police, fire departments, and the military. Controlling helicopter noise in Los Angeles by imposing traffic corridors or altitude restrictions, similar to what's been done in Long Island, New York, could backfire, as they did in 2007 in Long Island, New York, when such changes resulted in 3 times the number of complaints because flights became concentrated over a much smaller area on their way to and from the planned routes. A bill currently before the New Hampshire House of Representatives Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee would, quote, "prohibit images of a person's residence to be taken from the air by a satellite, drone, or any device not supported by the ground," end quote. The bill was sponsored by Representative Neil Kirk, a Republican representing the Hillsborough region of the state. The text of the bill states that, quote, "a person is guilty of a Class A misdemeanor if such person knowingly creates or assists in creating an image of the exterior of any residential dwelling in this state where such image is created by or with the assistance of a satellite, drone, or any device that is not supported by the ground," end quote. The bill does exempt photos taken by law enforcement or in the investigation of illegal or fraudulent activity or an activity that adversely affects public health or safety. The bill is still in committee, and in most state legislatures, that is where many go to die. The bill's listing on the New Hampshire legislature's website does not list any co-sponsors, nor does there appear to be a companion bill in the state Senate. Temporary flight restrictions designed to protect the president are put in place during major sporting events are targeted at exactly the wrong type of airplanes, according to a commentator writing recently in the UNLV Rebel Yell. Mike Bautista writes in an op-ed piece in the paper that since the terrorist attacks of September the 11th, 2001, general aviation airplanes have been prevented from flying or using certain airports when the president is nearby, while airliners are allowed to operate normally. But he points out the 9/11 terrorists used airliners to bring down the World Trade Center and attack the Pentagon, not a Cessna 172 or a hot air balloon. He said that the practice continues even after a federally funded study pointing out that general aviation airplanes pose no credible threat to the security of the president, while airliners do have that capacity. During a presidential VIP TFR, general aviation and business airplanes sit idly on the ramp. Small businesses, such as flight schools and helicopter tour operators, can lose thousands of dollars per day, and there is never any compensation from the federal government for those losses. Bautista urges his readers to contact members of their congressional delegations and express a concern about the effect of TFRs on small businesses. Quote, "The general aviation industry belongs to all of us," he writes, "and we need to protect it," end quote. When Aero News continues, sequestration grounds the vice president. Not as many stripes, but just as much training. And finally, a manned and womaned mission to Mars.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is general aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Friday, March the 1st. I'm Glenn Moyer. Vice President Joe Biden says that he'll once again be taking the train home to Delaware from Washington for the weekends, now that the sequester has grounded Air Force Two from weekend trips. But the VP does not seem to be too upset about it. Biden regularly rode the train back and forth to Delaware as a senator, but after becoming vice president, he was forced to stop the practice due to security concerns. Fox News reports that Biden told the Secret Service this week that, quote, "I've got to take the train now. It's cheaper than flying," end quote. A source confirmed that Biden will again be taking the train starting this weekend. "It's back to regular old Joe," the source said, adding that Biden usually spends the trip, which lasts about 90 minutes, reading the paper, reviewing documents, talking to people, shaking hands, or posing for pictures. Flying Air Force Two costs taxpayers tens of thousands of dollars for the short trip from D.C. to Delaware. Biden does occasionally fly to his home state during the week on military transport aircraft. The Allied Pilots Association, certified collective bargaining agent for the American Airlines pilots, voiced continued strong support for raising qualification requirements for first officers who fly for U.S. passenger and cargo airlines. The increased requirement would be consistent with a mandate in the Airline Safety and Federal Aviation Administration Extension Act of 2010. It would require first officers, also known as co-pilots, to hold an airline transport pilot certificate, requiring 1,500 hours of total flight time, comprised of a variety of flight conditions, as well as an aircraft type rating, which involves additional training specific to the airplanes they fly. Currently, first officers are required to have only a commercial pilot certificate, which requires a minimum of 250 hours of flight time. APA President Keith Wilson said that a recent in-flight emergency aboard an Alaska Airlines flight clearly demonstrated the need for highly trained first officers. Wilson said, quote, "Just last month, when the captain of Alaska Airlines Flight 473 suffered a medical emergency, the co-pilot was left alone to safely land the airplane. Emergencies happen, and people can become incapacitated. That's exactly why you need equally qualified pilots in the cockpit," end quote. The Inspiration Mars Foundation, led by former space tourist Dennis Tito, announced Wednesday that it's planning a challenging manned mission to Mars and back. This 501-day journey around the red planet is made possible by a rare planetary alignment that occurs 5 years from now. Under the scenario outlined by Tito in a news release, two professional crew members, one man, one woman, flying as private citizens, would embark on what is known as a fast, free-return mission, passing within 100 miles of Mars before swinging back and safely returning to Earth. The target launch date is January 5, 2018. The mission system will consist of a modified capsule launched out of Earth orbit using a single propulsive maneuver to achieve the Mars trajectory. An inflatable habitat module will be deployed after launch and detached prior to re-entry. Closed-loop life support and operational components will be located inside the vehicle, designed for simplicity and hands-on maintenance and repair. Foundation officials are in talks with several U.S. commercial aerospace companies about prospective launch and crew vehicles and systems. The foundation says it hopes this mission will inspire America to return to a desire to do things not because they are easy, but because they are hard, as President Kennedy so inspired the nation in the 1960s to go to the moon. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.